Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful that's truly in Christ Jesus. We're just happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'd give us a word of prayer.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Amen. Thank you for that song, Pastor. The scripture I just read is coming from John, the 4th chapter, and verse 24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for another day, Father God. We're thanking you for the listeners and those that are listening by internet. We're thankful for our pastor as he teaches the word. Lord, we just pray, Father God, that you open up our hearts and our minds to receive the word as pastor teaches, Lord. We ask that you would be with all those that are sick and shut in. We're praying for those who are bereaved and those who are going through, Father God. For we know you are a way maker out of no way, Father God. You said in your word you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, Father God. And be with all those that are sick, Father God. You said by your stripes we are healed. So, Father God, help us to stand on the word of God. Hide that word in our hearts, Father God, that we may carry it everywhere we go, whatever we're facing, Father God, as the scripture tells us to trust in you, Father God, with all of our heart. So help us, Father God, to be obedient to the word of God and trust you to know that you're working all things out for our good. Continue to bless our pastor in a mighty way, Father God. Continue to crown his head with wisdom and knowledge and understanding from on high. And bless him as he teaches the word, Father God, and we receive it, Lord. Now, Lord, have your way in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer. We thank God for you. That was marvelous. We're talking about trusting in God with your whole heart. Now, we're part of it now, but with your whole heart. Mm-hmm. And it's like so important, brothers and sisters. And I asked the Lord, how do you get people to trust you? He said, well, if they don't trust my word, they're not going to trust me.
All right.
Because, see, my word and I is the same thing. That's what the Lord was showing me. He was showing me that the word takes the place of the unseen Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Meditating in the word is a visit with him. The word becomes a part of one by meditation. The word living in us gets into our blood system. It becomes part of us. How I
All
know
right.
that. Acts 19 and 20. I'm going to read it out of King James, as Pastor Shield read it out of the Messenger Bible. Acts 19 and 20 reads like this. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed.
Amen. From the Message Bible. Which ways it became evident that the word of the Master was now sovereign and prevailed in Ephesus. Amen.
Read that again, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor. In such ways, it became evident that the word of the Master was now sovereign and prevailed in Ephesus. Amen.
Yeah. See, when it prevailed, it gained a sentence, okay? It gained. It became so superior until the word of God became bigger than your knowledge.
All right.
See, that's how we got to trust God. Until the word prevails.
Mm-hmm.
It has to grow in us. And we're going to talk about how that happens. But if you're going to trust God, you have to trust his word. Because his word and him is the same thing.
Yeah.
You remember the revival that had taken place in Ephesus was shaking up the nation. It was not Paul's preaching. It was not his education. It was not his philosophy. The Bible said it was the word of God that grew. Separate that, yeah. People. Separate mm-hmm. that. Let the word of God grow. But the word mm-hmm. grew. And just like Acts 12 and 24, I'm going to ask Pastor to read that. Acts 12 and 24. How that reads, Pastor?
One second, Pastor. Acts 12. And 24. Reading from the King James. But the word of God grew and multiplied. Amen. The word of God grew and multiplied.
So where did it grow? In the minds of the people. It gained the supremacy over them. The word of God grew over them. It prevailed. It won. Or you want to say win. Mm-hmm. It overcame the way they thought. The word of God. They began to trust the word. Listen, brothers and sisters. Yeah. The church don't want to trust the word. They rather trust philosophy.
Have mercy.
The world system. But the world, but the word has to become triumphant. The word has to prevail. It has to succeed.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, let me tell you, the word has to be at a place where it carries you out through the whole day. It has to become mm-hmm. your food.
All right.
It has to become what nourishes you. You done made the decision that the word of God is going to prevail over everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when he says, so mightily grew the word of the Lord and prevailed, that's what it was. It wasn't Paul's ministry. It this and that and how people just talked about folks. Wait a minute. It was the word of God that grew.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I don't care what you say. It was the word that grew. And guess what? Faith comes when the word prevails over the thinking process. Matter of fact, faith makes the word prevail.
Mm-hmm.
Remember in Matthew 8:23-27? See, the word of God can prevail over the nature. The word of God can prevail over the senses. The word of God can prevail over everything. In Matthew 8:23, I don't want to lose anybody, but I want you to see this. I want you to see what's going on. When you trust the word of God, this is what happens, man. When you trust the word of God in Matthew, I'll read it out of King James. But Matthew 8:23, let's see, through 27, it reads like this here. If I can get up on my screen here. Oh, there you go. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, mm-hmm. insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. I like that. He was asleep. And mm-hmm. the 25th verse says, and this disciple, his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us.
Mm-hmm.
We perish. Jesus said unto them, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the man marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. Then he got in the boat, his disciples with him, seeing they knew they were in a severe storm. Waves were crashing into the boat, and he was sound asleep. They roused him, pleading, Master, save us. We're going to drown. Jesus reprobates them. Why are you such cowards? Such faith, such faint hearts. Then he stood up and told the winds to be silent. The sea to quiet down. Silent. The sea became smooth as glass. The men rubbed their eyes astonished. What's going on here? Wind and sea heal at his command. Amen. Amen.
See, Jesus allowed the word of God to prevail.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I go back and I think about what was going on there in the fifth verse, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, saying, Lord, my servant lies at home sick of the palsy, grievous torment. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. But he spake the words only. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be made whole or healed. Let me see. I'm gonna read to the 12th verse. And I'm having a little trouble with this computer today. The ninth verse says, and I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I said to the man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and they cometh, and to my servant, do this, and do it. And when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them, the Father, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that thou mightest shall come from the east and the west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. I think I reached 12. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. These shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Amen, amen. Send the message, Bible. As Jesus entered the village of Capernaum, a Roman captain came up in a panic and said, "Master, my servant is sick. He can't walk. He's in terrible pain." Jesus said, "I'll come and heal him." "Oh, no," said the captain. "I don't want to put you to all that trouble. Just give the order, and my servant will be fine. I'm a man who takes orders and give orders. I tell one soldier, go, and he goes. To another, come, and he comes. To my slave, do this, and he does it." Taken aback, Jesus said, "I've yet to come across this kind of simple trust in Israel. The very people who supposed to know all about and how he works. This man is a vanguard of many outsiders who will soon be coming from all directions, streaming in from the east, pouring in from the west, sitting down at God's kingdom banquet alongside Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Then those who grew up in the faith but had no faith will find themselves out in the cold, outsiders to grace, and wondering what happened." Amen.
This is beautiful, brothers and sisters, to see how this man had trust in the Word of God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And some of you all may be saying, "Well, yeah, because he could see Jesus." No, the Word of God is the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't separate God's Word from God. The Father,
Amen.
The Son, and the Holy Spirit are one. So this man recognized, and he even told Jesus, he said, "Look here, sir, I'm a man of authority. I understand words. I know the power of words, because I can tell somebody, go over there and sit down, they'll go over there and sit down. And I tell this one, come over here, and he'll come." Understand?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm putting my confidence. Can I go there?
Go ahead, Pastor.
I'm putting total confidence in what you say. Matter of fact, I just turned it all over to you, Lord. And if you, whatever you say, I'm going to live with it. See, that has to become the decision. Whatever the word says, you're going to live with it.
Amen.
And Jesus acknowledged that, if you know it or not now. He acknowledged that. He said, "Man, you know, I looked all over Israel. I ain't never seen that like this in Israel. None." And if anybody shouldn't have this kind of faith, and this kind of trust in the Word of God, it ought to be these church folks.
All right.
You'll be surprised who he's really talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The Bible said Jesus was taken back, man. Can you imagine? He was taken back when he heard this. The Bible says he marveled. And said to them, talking about, you know, the folks that follow him. He said, "I'm going to tell y'all the truth, man. I'm telling you the truth. I have not found so great faith, not in Israel." That's saying a whole lot, man.
Amen.
That's what we have to get to. As a people, as the body of Christ, as the church. Because you said it, we're going to let the Word of God prevail.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell people about Evangelist Renee because she allowed the word of God prevail. I know a couple other people who let the word, but that was such an awesome experience because she was able to see through the optical nerve, but yet she let the word of God prevail over her eyes. Mm-hmm. When will you trust the word of God and let it be bigger than what you're looking at?
All right.
See, it's one thing to say it, it's another to do it. Anybody can say, well, you know, I trust God. But how about in the midst of trouble, in the midst of the area, like Jesus did, right there when the wind was blistering and he rebuked the sea? How many at that time going to trust the word of God?
Mm. Say it now.
Most of us understand what the disciples did. They knew they couldn't handle it, so they knew to call on the Lord.
All right.
But they wasn't really operating like they should have operated in. They should have been speaking the word of God. But that's what Jesus said to them. Yeah, mm-hmm. Little faith. Why y'all didn't care rebuke that wind? Why y'all didn't do that stuff?
Mm.
Why y'all wake me up? I stepped right through the storm. He would have.
All right.
I tell you, man, when you trust in God, it doesn't matter. The rain, tornado, you ain't fearful of it. You ain't scared. As they say in Georgia, you ain't scared. You ain't scared.
All right. All right.
Listen, brothers and sisters, I want God to get the glory.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is the glory. He is the Father of all of us. He's the Father of the Spirit. He's the Father of life. I mean, he's the Father of peace. I get all that. Why can't we trust him? Why don't we trust him for our peace? Huh? Trust him. Trust him that you'll walk in his glory. Trust him.
Yeah.
Trust him that he's bigger than what you boasted.
Mm-hmm.
Let the word of God prevail.
Well, yeah.
This is the time where we come where if you anybody have anything they want to share, a comment, press 1. And we'll pick it up tomorrow. You got to trust the word of God, brother, sister, to a place that it began to prevail. It began to take over.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what the situation is. It doesn't matter. Stop saying one is bigger than the other. That's not even, that's where Satan tripped us up at. That's where he tripped us. We get to thinking, oh, well, you know, this is, let me tell you what. It's just as easy for the Lord to move a rock as it is for him to move a mountain.
Come on now. Say that.
It's our infinite minds that says, oh, this is bigger. So, obviously, it's going to take more of this and more. No. When you speak the word of God like this centurion, he said, just speak the word. You ain't got to go. I understand words. See, that's where we got to come to the place that we understand words. Just speak the word, Lord. And my servant will be made healed. You ain't got to go nowhere.
Hallelujah.
Say, right where you at, just go on and speak that thing.
Hallelujah.
Well, that's it. That's trust right there. That's trust. That man,
yeah.
Trust. Can we trust like that? Let me tell you, can we honor Christ like that?
Come on now, say it.
Can we honor him like that?
Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Well, anyone have anything to say, just press 1 and we'll let you in. Hallelujah.
Amen. So, Pastor, I like to read that from the New Living Translation. The subtitle says, The Faith of a Roman Officer. And the scriptures 5 through 12 says, When Jesus returned to Capernaum, A Roman officer came and pleaded with him, "Lord, my young servant lies in bed, in terrible pain. Jesus said, "I will come and heal him." But the officer said, "Lord, I'm not worthy to have you come into my home. Just say the word from where you are, and my servant will be healed. I know this because I am under the authority of my superior officers, and I have authority over my soldiers. I only need to say, go, and they go, or come, and they come. And if I say to my slaves, do this, they do it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed. Turning to those who were following him, he said, "I tell you the truth, I haven't seen faith like this in all Israel. And I tell you this, that many Gentiles will come from all over the world, from the east and west, and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the feast in the kingdom of heaven. But many Israelites, those for whom the kingdom was prepared, will be thrown into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Amen. Amen. So we're talking about the that he had. And you're right, Pastor. He sure did trust the Lord. He just told
that's what
Jesus
God asking us to do. Trust mm-hmm. him like that.
Yeah.
That's what God expects out of us, brothers and sisters. You may not like that, but God expects for us to take him at his word.
Yeah.
And this centurion, he understood words because he was a man of authority. And anytime anybody's been in authority, I know Pastor, she's been a person of authority. With groups and on jobs and stuff, and she understands the importance of when she says something, it has to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of trust in the word of God. God's word done said it. Hey, I believe it. I ain't questioning Jack.
Amen. That's right. Believe in that is word. Amen. And also, Pastor, I'd like to thank you all for your prayers. I talked to my cousin on yesterday, and he was headed home from the hospital. So he's out of intensive care. He's out of the hospital, and he's home. So we can continue to keep him lifted in prayer. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. You know, you never know what a small world we're living in. That you got connection and don't even know it. But I thank God for him being in Georgia. And he's going to have a speedy recovery. And that's what we're going to believe for now. Going forward, we're believing for a speedy recovery. And hopefully I'll even get to see that young man since he's here in Georgia. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Pastor. Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay. Well, we'll see you all tomorrow.